Hello, you're listening to a spoiler-filled film conversation. Hooray!
I am the god of bingo. Fun stuff. Hello, welcome to spoiler-filled film conversation. Hooray! I'm Richard, and with me to discuss the film this time is Abby
Hello.
and Anthony.
Hi.
We don't have a f oh, we do have a fun acronym. We have SFFCH. So memorable. So easy to say as the shorthand. Oh, that's how I pronounce it. It's original Welsh.
We can be Raz, Richard, Anthony, and Abby, which somehow in my mind started with an S. Never mind.
I was waiting for you to get there on your own.
Plus, we have Jamie usually as well, so that would just
It's
be
an R.
Raj. Oh, yeah. Well, fucking anyway. Right. Hello. This week, the film we're discussing was picked by Abby, so she'll fill you in on the details.
This week we are doing Debs from 2004, which was written and directed by Angela Robinson. Stars Sarah Foster, Megan Good, Georgiana Brewster, Devon Aoki, and Jill Ritchie. And, well, I'll just give you the given blurb, even though it doesn't quite cover it. The star of a team of teenage crime fighters falls for the alluring villainess you must bring to justice.
Yeah, we'll just get into the nuts and bolts, but then the story's a little thin on the ground, I suppose.
But there's sort of this college sorority, which is they're in college for crime fighting and being
By,
spies.
yeah, like it's a kind of Charlie's Angels, Kingsman type thing. Like it's a comedy, which at first I wasn't 100%. I thought, oh, this is utter shit. Oh, it's intentionally hokey and a joke. And then you're like, oh, it is cheap though. Like, so it's a weird, like, oh, it's a bit shit in the way that Spy Kids is shit. But I think Spy Kids is earnestly trying to be an entertaining, action-packed spy thing for a young audience, whereas this is trying to make fun of that. It's satirizing that genre, I think one would hope. But it's sort of more of just a sort of a lesbian dramedy sort of spy movie. It's a little bit of a few things, but it's definitely about a sorority style group in a secret spy school. It's all very James Bond and shit, I guess.
Oh, I found out what Debs stands for. I meant to do that sooner than
They don't make a
this.
big point of it in the film, do they?
They say the first three, not the last one. It's weird.
The S, or the is it should be a Z, should it? But it's all them weird Latin letters.
It's discipline, energy, beauty, and strength.
Oh, good ditch booty. Do you need booty to be a spy? Stand out, if anything. But I guess in this case. Is this Debs a word that means something like debutantes or something? Is it like a pun?
Yes, which would be women of the same age would be
They're sort of
debutantes.
making their debut in higher society, is it? Like that's kind of an old-fashioned thing, right? Where in Britain it would be like it's the first time you can pimp out your child to a mar to have them married off as property to make business deals with other well-to-do families. And I think in America, it's a bit more like you have a fucking hoedown and a barbecue and a party for all your lovely daughters who put on big dresses, right? Is that what I'm thinking of, Debs?
They
Is it?
also call like school graduation in Ireland Debs as well.
Oh, right.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah.
Because do you know what that stands for? Is it like
Debutantes, yeah.
debutante still? Well. Anyway, Abby, you picked it, so you must have had some motivation. I'm fascinated to find out why this film.
I don't remember. All I remember, it was in a list that was just titled Romance.
Oh.
There was nothing, I hadn't written anything else down, just romance three films. This is one of them. I assume it's because it was a rare film about lesbians.
Well, not rare about lesbians, but a lesbian spy film, I suppose, is rare.
Yeah. And it wasn't like it was about lesbians and not serious slash tragic either.
No, they do tend to, when a lesbian period dramas get made, they tend to err on the side of harrowingly awful. Like, oh, in a world of men and misogyny, two women have a brief flame of love and compassion and an idea of what life could be like in a relationship without men, and then someone will snuff that out, and life will carry on. Or
Yeah, someone
not.
gets
Maybe life won't
consumption
carry
and
on.
dies.
Yeah. Or yeah. Just they're always tragic and awful and harrowing. And so to have one that's just lightly about spy business and it almost feels like it's written as a disgusting fan film. Like it's all, I can almost imagine some pervert writing this as a slash fiction of, I don't know, Charlie's Angels or Spy Kids or something. It's sort of full of corny dialogue and high school level, like the high school-ish romance stuff with lots of lines that are contrived. When they could be like, ah, it's contrived because it's parodying the cliches, or it's contrived because the writing's terrible. Not sure. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, Abby, you hadn't seen this before then.
Nope. Came out of nowhere for me as well.
I think Letterboxd has quite a positive reviews on it. But Letterboxd is full of positive reviews. I think there's a large chunk of lesbians who love anything that represents lesbianness, and it's, I guess it's aimed at teens, so maybe teenagers are a little, they'll take whatever they can get or something.
A lot of the reviews echoed what I was feeling as well, which is just like, it's just nice to have one that's a good time.
Trying to be funny and have fun. It's got some good jokes in it, I think. But I was just like, fucking hell is this? I don't know how Abby's going to explain her interest.
I was so curious as well when, because even watching the trailer, it doesn't give you the full sense of the film. Like you watch the trailer and you think it's clearly quite cheap, but kind of in the vein of like Spy Kids or like that Thunderbirds film they made about the same time,
I
where
am.
it's like, it's cheap, but you've still got some money. I wasn't expecting it to look proper Disney Channel
Yeah,
kind of thing.
it does feel a bit Disney Channel, doesn't it? That same type of acting as well. That's like, I don't know. There's like degrees of, like obviously Hollywood is the king of movies, and there's some great movies and great actors from America, but I feel like when you go down in budget, there's this type of acting that's incredibly poor. Like, if you can contrast British soap opera, which is very melodramatic and ridiculous, but American or even like Mexican soap opera is terrible acting, and there's a sort of general acceptance of poor acting on kind of Disney Channel level, or just American TV can have this standard of, if you say the words and pull a face that matches what the words are meant to emote, you've done your job. Good job. You intonated in all the right places. Like, there's just a low quality of acting that is accepted as standard that this has, and I don't know if it's like a parody or not. Like, it's not dialed up enough to be, oh, you're making fun of it.
I would say that you're not wrong about the acting per se, but it's not across the board. Some of them are better than others.
But there's a definite difference between prestige TV and then just generic every week TV,
I
Anyway,
get
but
you, yeah.
this is a comedy, so it doesn't have to worry. We don't have to buy it. It's tongue in cheek a little bit, so I don't want to be too harsh on it from that perspective. But I was just like, is this working? Is this the this isn't just a pilot for something? What is happening? Anyway, It's very quick out of the gate, though. I will say that. It gets going quickly.
Oh yeah, don't
Anyway,
fuck around.
Anthony, you obviously hadn't heard of this before.
Absolutely not.
This usually a cup of tea? You're a big fan of Kingsman, Charlie's Angels, fucking, what was that other one we did?
Avengers?
Avengers. It's that sort of thing, isn't it?
Also,
Is this your bag?
it's no. I mean, there were some surprises in there. Like you're watching it for the first 10 minutes and you're going like, oh God, what am I in for here? And then, there are some twists where you're like, okay, I wasn't expecting that, fair enough. But no, typically not my sort of movie. Like I said before, I was expecting cheap, but not kind of like Disney Channel level cheap.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the copy I had was really bad quality as well, which didn't help. So, yeah, like I didn't really know what to expect. Like even the trailer didn't, it was a good trailer because it kind of like it hides all the kind of flaws of the film, if you will.
Yeah.
So from the trailer, it looked like kind of it didn't. It looked like there could be something there, you know?
It didn't tip its hat that it was going to be full of Power Rangers style acting.
Yeah. And
I
so, like I
didn't.
said, once you get through the first 10 minutes, it's like, wow, another 80 minutes of this. I'm not sure I can cope. But it did. Like there were things in there that were like, okay, where is this going? So that was a good thing.
Mean, it's no
Like I said at
Austin.
the beginning, I was so curious why Abby chose this one because
It
it's
was purely off
nothing.
the strength of the trailer.
Yeah, it's like this is nothing like anything you would bring to the table.
I
Like
do do
if
that every now and again, though, where I'm like, I want to do something different. And then something
it
falls in my lap, and I'm like, yep, it's
All right.
Yeah, but I was gonna say, but as soon as kind of like the lesbian, like, it's not really a subplot, it's the main plot, isn't it? Once the lesbian plot comes in, and you're like, when was this film made? 2004? It's like, not only are they playing it fairly straight, they're not making a joke of them being lesbians or making it seem wrong,
No, it's like, I mean,
which
it's
was nice.
nominally progressive. Yeah. Oh, interesting use of the word playing it straight, because it is straight actresses playing it gay. So, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know what to make of it. I thought it looked like a straight to DVD Charlie's Angels type thing. I didn't expect it to lean more Austin Powersy. Definitely got some definitive gags that are jokes to laugh at rather than just it's not an homage to anything per se. So I did think, oh, this is going to be slightly exploitative teenage garbage. Maybe there'll be something to it. We'll see. So I wasn't raring to go, but it did have like the ratings and stuff were like, oh yeah, people find it funny and think it's good. And I think a lot of people just, oh, sexy women pretending to be or being lesbians or whatever, great. I don't know. It definitely wasn't what I was expecting once it got going, though.
No, definitely not.
We get a quick start to the movie. It really launches in explaining how you become a Deb or Debs. You don't become a Debs, do you?
The first thing I want to talk about is, are they right? The boss keeps appearing. There's like their manager, and then there's the boss. Are they holograms or are they teleporting?
See, I thought initially, oh, this is an elaborate what's the right word? Hologram, right? Like not a hologram because they're not, well, it's like a fake hologram. They even have like blue light appears and then a person is there that wasn't there before, and then for some reason like it makes air in the room because everyone's hair goes back like there's a fan that's come on. Whenever you get a message from one of the top people in the spy league or whatever they are, But then later on, they seem to appear in the room and are physically there. And you're like, wait, you're fucking squandering teleporting technology on just to get on like a Zoom call bullshit. And instead of just having a meeting, you literally teleport. You could teleport into like a girl's sorority room. And just like there's a large black man suddenly here, or a boss lady turns up and all of her people. Like they definitely go from this is not just a message to I'm fucking here now. Because also it can't be a hologram because they can appear on like all of the surfaces, like all the pictures in the house, and their watches and their gadgets all have instant kind of Basil exposition type video calls on them, right?
Yeah, and they refer to it as, she's coming down, so
So they can just teleport.
yes.
And they absolutely do nothing with that technology apart from have meetings.
For me, the thing is, that's the first example of the weird high-tech bullshit that they have in this film. It's a little jarring because that's the first thing. It's like, okay.
That's a lot. Okay.
Hello, holograms? No, teleporting. Okay.
Teleporting. Teleporting is so big, and it's like, what are we talking about? I mean, even in Star Wars, there's a sense that the holograms are a little bit ropey and like blue and a bit, bad reception across the universe with their, I don't know, like sci-fi satellite system or whatever. It doesn't matter. Like in this world, though, in our world, which is the Deb's world, they've got all spy places have access to the cutting edge technology, and so they can just appear at will wherever they fucking want. But only if you're a top dog, I guess. Not everyone has access to the teleporting.
Let's assume it's short range, so it's not much use to them in the spy field.
Or maybe like if it's teleporting, but you have to have the receiver, so you can't just teleport anywhere. You have to go where you've pre-planned, I guess. That would be a limit on teleporting. So you put what you like, you put your door where you are and the door where you come out, and I get maybe that. Still absolutely wasted the technology, but I think we're getting too, this is too nitpicky. You're right, Abby, though, it's baffling. What do you make of all the wake up call style video monitors everywhere in the house that they have?
I hate it, but at the same time, there are certain days where I need that in my life.
Well, all of the pictures in your house to suddenly start telling you to wake up on your
Yeah,
phone and
get
your
up, get
watch.
out, go, get up, get up, get up, get out, get up, get up, get up, get
No,
out.
no
Okay.
boys after 10, Abby. Yeah,
That's the
okay.
other thing. Like, who is this film made for? Because
Horny teens.
it has that kind of pace and feel of a Disney thing, which are obviously made for like younger kids.
But it's got definitively got girl, women, teenagers making out and having sex, so
Yeah, not just
not
that. I
very
mean,
Disney.
she
It's
wakes up with a boy in his bed,
full of
and
one
then
of the
she's
French girls
smoking all the
smoking,
way
yeah.
through and.
We got gunplay. It's just not very Disney, but feels Disney. Maybe that's the adultification of a Disney type story is part of the satire.
I suppose.
It feels very much like it could, like the on paper, if you take away what we saw and read the script, you go, this could be any anime. Like, so just high school, spy school, fucking assassin, lesbian storyline with wacky, sexy women and over sexualized murdering, or not murdering really, but like this could be an anime. This could be an anime and would fit in as camouflage. It would just blend right in with all of the output of that
Maybe
stuff.
that's why I was so comfortable with it because I've been watching a lot of anime lately, and this is just the same thing. It's just they're actual people.
It's a bit vanilla. It's just what it felt like. It could have been like, oh, we're doing one of those famous like anime. Maybe there's an anime called Debs, but I don't think so. Is there? This is like a unique story for like someone. It was like a short that got developed into a full film, right?
Yes.
Fuck. So yeah, I don't know. Weird. But Abby, what's the setup? How do you become a spy? How do you become a Deb?
There is a secret test inside the SAT test
What, the
that finds
SAT
out.
test that Americans actually sit, they all just automatically get tested?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They to find out if you're the perfect liar, which makes you the perfect spy.
But if you cheat on your test, you pass. You lie, all your answers are wrong. You lie. Get it. So it's what lying, what is it, lie, if you lie and cheat and steal or something?
They don't go into it in any depth whatsoever.
Somehow, what, like, how could the SATs be like, you have lied and cheated and stuff enough. You're sneaky enough. Therefore, we will use you as a spy. You are the perfect candidate. Like, how do you convey that by answering questions that other people, like knobs, like truthful, dopey idiots who don't lie and cheat and stuff, they answer them properly? Like, I don't really understand how you can fill it in and give a suggestion you'd be a good spy. I know people recruit from colleges in the real world, like to become spy agency type things. Like, obviously, some of the fancy schools in England are, a place where it's sort of a funnel into that world, isn't it? The MI6 or whatever. And it's just, if you have the right aptitude for something or other. Mostly it's just you have to be, you can, I don't know, like willing to be a prick and I don't know, be physically fit and look like you're generic and fit in any situation. Be morally dubious, and which is pretty much all people from posh schools. I don't know. What, like, so if you pass a test, though, in this, if you fill in the questions a certain way, you get approached by the, what are they called? Like the University of Spies? What are they called?
Oh,
Don't know.
the Academy of something or other.
And it's that big black bloke from Pulp Fiction, right? He comes and says, "Oh, you
Yes,
want to be
Michael
a sec?
Clark Duncan, I think.
Yeah, do you want to put
Wasn't
on
it a
a
Pulp
really?
Fiction?
Is it not Pulp Fiction?
No.
Who am I thinking of? What's he from? No, that's the other different guy. Oh God, I've confused guys. Who was he from then? I forgot
Well,
what he's
Michael
from.
Clark
Duncan.
Duncan,
Yeah.
Green Mile,
Oh, he's the big
Daredevil.
guy. Do you know what? I've been racist and confused by big black guys, haven't I? Yeah, I know him. He's in. Yeah, Green Mile would be the main thing, isn't it? He's in a bunch of stuff, obviously. Good to know, right? That's me out here as a racist. Sorry, everyone. But anyway, he approaches a big black guy approaches you or one of his underlings and says, "Hey, spy school, what do you reckon?" And you go, "Cool. What do I have to do?" You have to wear a mini skirt and a shirt and tie, like it's a Catholic schoolgirl fetish thing going on, and sleep with a gun beside you at bed and run around killing people or dangling from swings above, scoping out situations and whatnot, and it be well good.
That was one of my favorite shit gags. That
Yeah.
one. It was
Oh, the.
wonderful.
Well, yeah, like a genuine, like we're making fun of how spies behave joke, where the four main girls are scoping out a suspect. I guess there's like, there's the main,
Right. May I?
yeah.
You have our four main girls and the main protagonist, which is. I've already forgotten her name.
Amy.
Amy. She has a boyfriend who is in the College of Homeland Security. So, our four protagonists are suspended from the ceiling on four swings, looking down at the. We're just calling them bad guys for the moment, because we'll get to that in a minute. And then her boyfriend from Homeland Security comes down. They have a chat because they've broken up recently and they're arguing about it. And he points out that the CIA are also there, like on different, hanging off different ropes in a different corner of the room, and that the FBI are also there, just standing on a balcony, just watching.
Yeah, all the secret agencies hide up in the rafters on ropes and hang out.
Was one of my favorite satirical jokes.
And they do it a few times where it's just this area where they can fall out and have arguments like it's high school, but all just dangling on weird swings above whatever situation they're scoping out. It's good. It's like a proper gag, respect to you. It works. Well, the person they first of all spied on is not it's sort of the rival or the enemy number one for the spy school, and it's the most famous robber ever. She like fucking Carmen San Diego, but of normal bank robbing and stuff. And her name is Lucy Diamond, probably because the Beatles are fun, aren't they? That's. But look, you never guess what Lucy Diamond steals, guys. Diamonds, yeah.
You don't fucking say.
The name sort of chose that career for her, really. It's very, very suitable. She had one joke where she's saying how I wanted to not, I didn't choose, I didn't want to be a criminal. I wanted to be a pirate, and then like Amy's like, pirate is still a criminal. So yeah, she's fated to be a do-badder, at least at first, anyway. But yeah, Lucy Diamond is just on a. She's agreed begrudgingly to her sort of partner or sidekick to go on a blind date with a kind of, I don't know, blonde
Russian assassin.
Russian assassin, a kind of budget Black Widow, if you will. And the date is, according to her, going badly, but it just seems like a boring average date, to be honest. And there, everyone's dangling from the rafters, keeping tabs on her because. And this is the thing. She's so dangerous and deadly that no one has ever got in a fight with her and lived to tell the tale. So it would be a pretty hot spy if you could get away from her once you fight her in combat or something, right? Make sure you know that to begin with. You could really make your career if you got away from a wanted criminal.
And then a discussion later on, Lucy Diamond says that she's never actually killed anyone. It was just like one of them was just a dangerous situation where some people died and she happened to be there. And another one was some kind of accident.
Unlucky.
Ebola, I think one of them was.
Jesus.
Yes, that was it.
Well, fair play. Yeah. Because our main group of Debs, they kind of are already in the sorority. They live together in this spy house or whatever, which is, has a big sort of invisible dome protecting it, like a kind of, you know, ridiculous spy dome.
Yeah, some of the worst security I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah, and it's your classic bullshit like CGI nonsense all the time. I mean, it's sort of funny, but it's also like terribly cheap. But it's like a, you know, invisible dome that protects them, and they have what other technology do they have in the place? That's like they have guns ready to go, and they have the that weird telecom, like they have the phone video call things. But like, what else do they have there? They don't have
There was a
booby
scene where she
traps.
was like trying to dodge trip lights, trying to get in
Oh yeah,
through the garden.
trip lights
Trip
that give
lights that just
you.
look a zebra crossing.
Yeah, you can
Yes.
just skip them like hop, skip and a jump, and you're in. It's always that in anything with like lasers protecting something, you go just make it so the humans can't pass through the lasers. Don't move them. Don't have it so that there's a timed pattern you can work out. Just have it so you physically can't be in the space. Or do you even need lasers, really? Like, not the most practical. What happened to locks and keys, guys? Oh, I don't
They're not sci-fi and weird.
know. Yeah, but it is a send up of that sort of nonsense, I guess, so including it makes sense. But they're already in this place. They're like a team of, are they in groups of four in the school or whatever? We only really see four of them focused on.
Yeah, you see a few others around the place, and there's a montage later on where they're doing, they think that Amy's gone missing when really she's just bunked off with Lucy Diamond for a dirty week.
Yes,
Naughty.
a fun
But
montage together.
they've got a few of them putting out messages looking for her in different languages.
Right. And the four of them are like Amy, the blonde, the top dog. Like she, what is she like? She's
They
just.
keep calling her the perfect score, which sounds more like something that men would refer to her as.
Well, there's that perfect joke from her, like one of the other girls who thinks she shouldn't be, I don't know, lezzing up with her rival, is like, perfect whore, which is very. She's got a really haughty chuckle at me when she called her the perfect whore.
Most of the jokes came out of that one. I'm going to give her her dues because she was quite funny.
Who played Janet, right? Janet was the funniest one
Janet,
of all because she was
Jill Ritchie. Right. Is the actress?
She was
name.
The funniest.
She did very well.
Definitely. I also liked the line, like it was like you're a slut, a big gay slut. Or something. She called it a gay slut. And I just thought that was good stuff. 2004. They don't know better. but like Janet is the sort of the rookie, right? She's trying to earn her stripes, which is a little badge with stripes on to become a full spy or whatever.
Yeah, she's literally trying to earn her stripes. It's not a metaphor in this case.
No. And then there's Dominique is a French, well, say French, someone doing a dodgy French accent who smokes all the time. And I think in real life doesn't smoke, so it's a right hassle for her. It's kind of extra funny. But she literally smokes all the time, and it's sort of a joke. And she's sleeping. She has a guy in her bed whenever like someone is waking her up or whatever. And we got, who's the other one? Like Max Brewer is the, I don't know, second in command, dark skinned one. Does she have a thing? They don't really have personalities, as they infer that they should be separate characters. What's her thing? Nothing. There's
well,
no thing.
She's the team leader.
Oh, right. But I thought Amy's the one who's like really good, but Max is the kind of I want to take charge person.
Yes.
So not exactly the Ninja Turtles of different personalities, are they? And then Lucy Diamond is just, you know, a really good thief, international thief who can do all sorts, from amazing hacking and espionage, and she does that Batman thing of climbing up walls with little sucky things.
That was adorable.
It was.
Especially as they made like the sucky noise when they went on instead of when they came off.
I hadn't even noticed, but you're absolutely right.
Oh, it's really like,
and also for some reason she seems to have some kind of giant weapon that can destroy Australia for some reason.
Oh, they got a big freaking laser. You've got to have a big freaking laser for Austin Powersy. Yeah, you've got to have your lair, your literal lair and secret bases and generic people who hang about and are helpful. They seem to be mostly a moving team of muscly people or generally hot, attractive people. I don't know. And then the nerd, like, I don't know if he's a hacker or whatever, but your kind of nerd assistant person guy who, the guy, he's been in a few things I'd seen, but like, what was he like? Fucking hell. What's
talking
the name?
Jimmy Simpson.
Right. He,
who
to me,
Scud.
Scud, what a stupid name. Scud reminded me of, who's the guy from, who plays Ultron in
James
Avengers?
Spader.
He reminds me of like a younger, cheaper James Spader. Do you know what I mean?
I could see it.
Sort of a backhanded compliment, if anything. I don't know, but he's like your kind of likeable anti-hero dickhead assistant who, you know, helps Lucy Diamond out and gives her someone to talk to. Because she's sort of on her own otherwise. Yeah, but it's like, other than being told, like, we get a briefing, don't we, where they go meet their Charlie. Who? What was the name of the guy who fucking is in charge of this spy school?
Mr. Phipps, but they all call him Mr. P.
Mr. P. He like meets them in like a diner, and they all order like, oh, different things, because we're definitely different characters. The French one has just a coffee. One of them has a burger. One of them has a salad or something. They're different characters, guys. But does he fill them in with like a mission to like, I don't know, does he set up, we should spy on Lucy Diamond and find out what she's up to?
Yeah, that's what he does.
And it would be really bad if anyone befriended someone, an international criminal. That would be treasonous if you did that. So don't do that, isn't it?
Pretty much.
What I didn't love is that this movie becomes about a sort of forbidden romance story of sorts. And Lucy Diamond is on a ship date with this Russian spy and is about to bail when she notices all of the people in the rafters with guns that come sliding down and trying to kill her. I'll say John Wick style, but that does it no justice to how shit it is. So they all, you know, it kicks off in this restaurant because they've been spotted. I think one of them drops like something in her soup, right? Some
Yeah,
jewelry
like a
or something.
bracelet.
Yeah.
The Homeland Security boyfriend tries to take back the bracelet that he gave her
Oh, because they
while
broke
they're up
up.
in the fucking ceiling, so it drops into Lucy Diamond's soup.
Oh,
You
this
say soup,
rookie.
it was just like a black thin liquid. Which
It could be octopus ink soup.
I'm pretty sure she ordered a salad, so why she got a soup, I don't know.
Not very good service. That's why the date was going bad. Anyway, a big gunfight cancels the date of sorts. And in the fleeing of the situation, Amy and Lucy get to stand about together briefly and they have guns on each other, right? And they have a brief conversation in which they establish they kind of fancy each other and are basically in love from that point on. Well, not in love, but like that they have enough of a moment to merit, I want to go on more dates with you. Like, do they even have anything other than, oh, don't shoot me in the conversation?
They bond over how, like, they're respectively the best in their field, kind of thing.
Game, respect, game. And that
And that
they,
she's writing a paper on her
oh yeah, it's like
about.
kind of, I admire you as a, you're so internationally well known, I can write about how you're fighting sexism in the workplace by being a female successful woman criminal. Is it? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Sure.
So anyway, we have our Killing Eve style setup where it's the spy v spy, good guy, as maybe not quite an assassin, but like bad guy, good guy, fighting each other, but actually they might fall in love a little bit. Set up, right? That's cool. It's done. They've done it, if only nominally. And then from then on, it's kind of about Lucy. Basically, she I mean, Amy's not fully out, I guess. There's a sense of a frisson of respect and lust. But she doesn't necessarily know. She's been dating guys and stuff. So she's not maybe aware of her feelings that way. And so Lucy persists to try and get her to go on like a date. And
And ends up kidnapping her at gunpoint to do it.
yeah, occasionally in this, I feel if this movie was a man, if Lucy was a man, this would be the most appalling thing I've ever seen. Like, a never say, never hear the word no. No, don't back down. Kidnapping man forces herself on someone and insists that they have to keep seeing each other. It'd be a bit much, don't you think, Abby?
It's problematic. Initially, and I suppose there is an argument to be made that she's in fact, like, she is brainwashed a little bit because she's kidnapped at crossbow point, which is unusual.
Yeah, and I'll, you know, Bond, it's the sort of thing Bond does all the time. So you could say that they're just playing to stereotypes of how spies behave. I don't know. But yeah, she b breaks in through, she had like a special sci-fi cutting device to get through the magic dome and then suckers up the wall and jumps the special lasers and basically crossbow kidnaps Amy. And there's like a really cheap joke of crossbowing the girl who comes and spots them or comes out, like crossbows her via a cardigan to a tree, which doesn't really make sense because she'd have to be standing with her back against a tree for it to have caught. I don't know. It's like cartoon logic of crossbowing the woman who comes with, who, what's her fucking name again? Janet. Janet? Yeah, Janet is the
Yes,
one who
Janet.
comes with. And so Janet is sort of forced to come along on the date. That like, Amy's kidnapped, but Janet can come along if she just chills out about it. And they zoom off in the sort of, I don't know, 50s style car that Scud has, or that Scud and Lucy drive, with the car that has missile rockets that can blow up phone boxes in hilarious "We're falling in love, but we're spies" business. But they go, they zoom off to a weird club. I can't remember what it's called. It's like the junk pit or
Yeah,
junk,
junk pit.
right? But the way you get there is through an abandoned tunnel that has like a fake wall, like a CGI wall of like with graffiti on that you drive straight through to get to the secret club that I guess the people got there via other means. Is it just a criminal club, or it seems like fun punk rock teens hang out listening to electronic music mainly. Does it like a functioning venue the rest of the time? Is it just a one night illegal rave?
Well, she implies the only way to get there is through a labyrinthine set of tunnels, which you could get lost in for days. So
So if you
I
know, you
assume it
know.
has to be some sort of criminal bar.
But it's not like you can't just phone your dad to come pick you up when you're a bit too drunk to drive home. I don't
Pass.
know.
Everything about that was, it had me so intrigued and interested till they actually got there and it was just a bar. I was like, ah.
What would you had wanted, like a something cool? Like you want a in the sewers lair with half pipes. Like what's that? What's the film that they're all skating all the time? Is it
It's hackers.
hackers, right? Like video game machines and half pipes and stuff. What do you want, Abby? What would a cool world-renowned thief actually do for fun?
Suppose I don't actually know.
Just drink Illuminous drinks and dance and chat in it. That's all you can ask for. But like Amy and Lucy are getting to know each other while Scud and Janet are off being side characters elsewhere. We have a lot of dancing around and people who don't look like they're dressed appropriately for the music we're supposedly hearing them dance to. But okay, it's just a cool club, right? There is a good line where so Lucy has talked Amy into like we're actually right for each other here. Do you want a fucking kiss or something? And they're about to, and then Janet comes to go, "Oh, you're going to kiss her." And you were going to let her. Kel surprise. So she completely cunt blocks them, if that's the term. And they
Well,
have to
now
get, I guess so. And they have to get their asses home, so they don't get any more trouble, I guess, right? Is that all that really happens?
yeah.
they go home. There's a little bit of emotional blackmail so that Janet doesn't say anything.
Right, yeah. Because she'd be in big trouble. But
Big trouble.
the idea, there's all the second thing that happens, I guess, is because in the bigger initial shootout or whatever you want to call it, because Amy has been face to face with Lucy Diamond and survived, she has this big, huge rep, and that the woman in charge of the thing teleports in to kind of find out who she is and make a big fuss and make it a big PR thing that one of our students is in this. There must be just lots of spy universities, I guess, and they're competing for, I don't know, prestige, and so they want to make a big fuss of Amy for, surviving Lucy Diamond, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's all very like, what are we doing? I feel like a lot of this film, scenes that could be exciting or have a sort of comedy edge to them end up just being people standing around and talking. Like the end, especially, they were there, like, what can we do as a big climactic sequence? Stand by some boxes and agree to get along? Yeah.
Sure.
I wish we'll send all the bad guys the wrong way, like they're fucking Bulk and Skulk or whatever their names are. Fucking Power Rangers. Like, it's very much like, everything, we don't have a budget to do anything other than run about holding guns, okay? So don't go mad. Maybe the odd CGI explosion, but settle down. Mostly just people talking in spaces, guys. Which, could work as a comedy, but it doesn't give a lot, does it? It's got the odd funny line, but
When I did laugh, I laughed a lot. But it was mostly in that middle section where it was actually funny. Like at the beginning, it took a while to find its legs. Then it had legs for a bit, and then the legs fell off again.
Like I found myself getting quite bored of it when it would be, but like when it would settle into the drama of will they find out that she's having a sort of lesbian affair or dating the woman they're after. I found myself very like, oh, come on. Anthony, did your interest ebb or flow at all in this?
Yeah, similar thing. I think the last 30 minutes was like once they kind of like discovered her treason, as they call it.
Yeah.
From then on, it got a bit boring.
In fact, there's an inevitability to the fact that her friends would come round and that it wouldn't be a big problem. We're going to do say, no, it's actually Debs, we're a homophobic community and we do not allow. It's not so much that you're seeing a faith, it's that you're a lesbian and we hate that. We're basically a Christian society. And it would be weird if it wasn't just happy endings because it's so light in tone. I will say, skipping towards the end, actually, I like that in order for Lucy to get with Amy and to get win back her and not just be a criminal who our lives, we can't be together because you're a criminal and I'm a good guy, she starts returning all of her stolen things, so big bags of money with dollars on and like paintings or whatever else. All of the goods start turning up in the news. Back where they've been stolen from, as a kind of big international. See, I'm a good girl, really. That's, you know, that kind of funny, right?
Yeah. And it looked like her and Scud were enjoying it as well, which I
Was
like.
really, and it was corny and like clearly like a funny joke. Like that's the better stuff was when it was deliberately being exaggerated and funny and a parody, rather than the sort of slightly tedious Twilight. Type drama, like I can't, like it's so when it's just being people having chats about their relationship, I'm like, all right, so what? It's just boring chit chat, first date stuff a lot of the time, or getting to know you, bed conversations and arguments about nothing. I'm like, oh, whatever. Let's get back to like ridiculous Spy Kids nonsense, please.
Yes, yeah, good when it
Someone
was stupid. It was stupid again.
Fighting a robot orangutan or something, you know. Have some
Yeah,
weird shit.
I did like the moments where it was just essentially trying to be a cartoon. Like
Yeah.
I liked their use of kind of like physical props, like those big the money bags, which were
Yeah.
clearly filled with foam. And like there was a couple of other things. There was like a shot of like a really overly sized pin that they like attached a note saying sorry to, and little things like that all the way through, where it's like, in a cartoon you wouldn't notice this kind of thing.
Like a big laser, like a big fat laser is good, and just
Yeah.
be Banana Man, you know, go for it. Don't fuck around with this like pedestrian Disney Channel fucking high school tedium. Like just bitchy arguments about who's betraying who and secrets and bullshit. Like I don't know. It just felt like we were getting into someone's wish fulfillment. Like, oh, wouldn't it be great if like I was a spy and I had a sexy girlfriend and yada yada. Like I felt like there was a little bit of that going on from the writer. I don't know. Anyway, where do we leave off? I mean, how did we had a funny montage. Lots of fun pop songs, you know,
It's a really good
throughout.
soundtrack. I liked it.
They were a good, yeah. They did pepper it in quite a few. It was like, oh, okay, this is a good song.
Yeah, we had like Love Cats by The Cure. We had
Yeah.
fucking Give a Little Respect to Blue Blue Me. That was a good one. Like for whatever montage that was the montage of was that the I'm Trying to Win You Back one?
Yeah, it was the
Yeah.
returning all the stuff.
Yeah, there was like a good song I hadn't in a while on the I'm dating a super criminal montage. And we're just gonna you know, accidentally blow stuff up and what else are they doing there? Their fun date to spice. It wasn't enough really to make a proper joke of it. No, but she's AWOL for a bit and worries people. And then how does it go from there, Abby?
I just think they have this massive, I'm not sure if manhunt's the right word, because
Womanhunt?
you're looking for a good guy, not a bad guy.
Yeah.
But they put all these resources into it. They do all these international call-outs, find her, where is she? Meanwhile, she's just having sex for a week.
Saucy,
And
but a lesbian this we're in a bed having a kiss and stuff.
then rewind slightly. At the beginning of the film, Lucy Diamond's having a blind date with a Russian assassin, and it goes really badly, and the Russian assassin's really bent out of shape about it. So when she sees Lucy Diamond and Amy out and about, she calls in an anonymous tip so that they know where to find her. And that's how they find them. They find out that they've just been shacked up for the last week. And Amy comes back disgraced, and they try to cover it up.
Yeah, and so she's going to get awarded for being the most best scoring, best spy lady. But if only they knew that she'd secretly been banging the fucking most wanted woman. Uh-oh. Like, it's weird as well, because they don't really make, like, obviously they want Lucy to be redeemable, but he doesn't do anything that bad. She is an established thief, but she doesn't really have any other negative qualities. She's just a kind of vacuous woman who can't date. Like, he's very, there's a lot of normalness to everyone. I guess, like, part of it is, oh, what if normal high school or college students? I guess it's kind of weird because it's like they're all a bit young, aren't they, to be doing stuff? But I think it is meant to be like university or whatever, college age kids or teenagers or adults or whatever. But it's all very like normal people, boring lives, but we also have massive lasers and secret lairs. I don't know. Like, it kind of bangs around being dry and being about like basic high school bullshit a lot of the time. Like, what, Scud and Lucy have a few, you I don't know, bits of banter together and have a kind of way with each other where, like, he's always, I don't know, he's playing bingo with a henchman and he's fucking, she's her plan. Oh, that's it. The big plan to get Amy back, right? Lucy's going to fake a robbery or do a robbery so that it gets the attention of Debs. So she plans a bank robbery. I'm getting a cool graphic where it says like bank and then like a square with robbers or something on saying what's
Oh no,
happening.
they're traveling in their car,
Yeah.
and it shows up a map which says bank and then a little box that says you that's moving
Oh,
across the
that's good.
screen.
Very helpful.
They had a few, some of their graphics gags were some of their best gags as well.
Sure. So there's thought and comedy put into it. Fair play. And when Lucy pitches the idea that we're going to rob this bank in order to get Debs to come in order to see Amy again, the guy is just like, this is retarded. This is not a good plan at all. I appreciate that line, even though it's a bit awful. I still love it. And it, so, yeah, she, her plan is to, they have a massive, like, the bank is like every bank you've ever seen in every movie, probably because it's like the set that people rent out on the cheap. But it's like a big, lofty bank with all the people. All the we've seen the robbery's already taken place because all of it's empty because all of the hostages have been put in one room to be. There's like a joke
One
where,
little cupboard that they're all in.
and then the Debs find them,
As
but
the
they get
Debs
back
go
to
past,
them.
they're like, we'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, good. It certainly explains the why the place is empty. We have no extras or any drama at all happening. Like a bank robbery, least dramatic bank robbery ever. Everyone's just all Debs turn up, and they all just look up into the lofts because like it's as if Batman's there, like in the rafters, just
They
flapping
never
about.
explain those shadows. Not once.
Lucy Diamond's that good a spy. She set up loads of things to make shadows happen above them.
She also managed to gimmick the vault at very short notice.
To have spikes come down, right? Well, that's just standard bank issue, right? That's what they do when you get locked in and you're not meant to be in there. They squish you with spikes. Sort of like the Hedgehog style. So yeah, Lucy is her plan was to get them there, make them all look different ways, and they're all just pointing up, and then be like, psst, I'm behind this column, Amy. The others won't hear me, even though you're all standing together. Come this way. And she's like, nah, I'm here to get
I'm
you.
working.
Yeah. If I should shoot you, really. And then she does, they all follow on. And then, yeah, the other Debs get trapped in the vault, right? So that Lucy and Amy can have a a sidebar, and they can chat and catch up. And meanwhile, the spikes are coming down, just the really terrible CGI spikes that come down alarmingly quick, then slowly, and then very like off and on slowly. And it's all just a big gag about how I'm not going to kill them, but I guess I should stop the spikes coming down now, if you insist. Ha ha, they didn't die. It's fine. Don't worry about it. But Abby, what happened? Does she put spikes in herself? What? Why are they? Why is there a room with spikes at all?
Well, she says to Amy, it's like, it's not that they're gonna die or anything. And it's like, what did you think was gonna happen in the
We'll
spiky vault? They
get
don't want.
cute belly button piercings.
Aww.
It's very nice, very always. But they survive. It's fine. And Lucy is she successful? And convinced she kind of convinces Amy to at least, I don't know, go on a second date. Is it? Or to
Yeah.
she kind of gets a
No,
bit
she goes
further.
with her. They make it look like she's been kidnapped when really she just goes with her own accord and it's fine.
Oh right, yeah. So that's it. And then that's when she's missing, right? Yeah. But it was an elaborate and retarded but successful plan. So Scud can fucking do one. I don't know. Did they also get the money from it? It didn't seem to be a priority. Did the hostages cut? Did the Debs go back to the hostages? We don't know.
Yeah, probably.
A lot of stuff just glossed over.
Yeah, that often gets glossed over in films, though. It's assumed that the hostages were found. You see one of them wrapped up in one of those tinfoil capes at some point.
Think it's just there's a lot of cheapness to this. Like, it doesn't ever get away from the fact that it feels budget as hell. Like, and I think it's a problem. I think it's really like you didn't have enough money for this territory. Do you know how like some films like Masters of the Universe is a terrible, cheap adaptation? Like, it's let's do He-Man, right? But we haven't got enough money, so we're not gonna go to like Planet Grayskull or whatever. We're not gonna go to any sci-fi locations. Let's set it on Earth. So they get like there's an element of getting around stuff, but it feels like a movie. But this one doesn't feel like a movie. Do you know what I mean? It does feel like this is a special episode of a TV show. I found it to be really like trying.
A lot of other people think the same thing, where it's like, oh, this is a TV thing. It's like, it's not.
It should have
This
been.
is not a TV
It should have been, yeah.
thing.
Would you watch a TV show, Anthony, if this was like the pilot film episode? Would you be like, I'll watch more of this? Or would you be out?
I'd be happier if it was a 30-minute
Yeah,
TV show.
Powerpuff level jokes and time would be fine. Get it done and dusted type of thing, isn't it? A few jokes about being lesbo spies, and then a couple of booby trap gags or something. All of the humor could be like, you know, as much as it did actually make me laugh, which is the first goal of a comedy, I felt like it wasn't enough to merit making it, you know? Maybe it should have stayed as a short. I don't know. I haven't seen the short.
I think maybe she just, the director or whoever, maybe just needed more help. Like, because
Just a bit, yeah, so it feels like.
she wrote, edited, and directed this film. Was really, she probably should have got someone in to just help her go through it, trim some stuff, add some stuff in.
Finessed it a little bit. Like the main thing is, okay, you got some half decent jokes and a premise that could work. It kind of just needs polishing up and making look a bit more professional, but also punching up the story so that it's more fun, more over the top. I think if it leaned more into the Austin Powersy stuff, like the film Spy, for example, much bigger budget movie, very, very funny. That's constantly parodying what like Bond movies and spy thrillers. And this one, it settles down too much into we don't know what to do, so it should just be bimboified assassins standing about having the odd argument or joke. But like, it's not like it needs more. It needs like that extra bit of something to make it worthwhile and to push it into being worth making a film out of it. And it's closer when it's doing gags like making fun of the tropes of spy movies, but it doesn't have enough really. Yeah, it could definitely could have been a TV show but it kind of felt like an anime anyway. I could have said that already. Anyway, how does it develop from they discover and she's going to get the award? How does it go from her? Amy is basically, you're a great spy, and we don't know that you're having a relationship to it all coming out and it becoming a big clusterfuck at the end.
Oh, she's giving an acceptance speech at the award ceremony.
So is
Lucy
this like
Diamond's.
a it's like a end of year end of the school year of
Yeah, she's
high
giving a sort
school?
of like the equivalent to valedictorian, I
That's
think.
right. For just being a big high school whore.
Yes.
She's still getting A pluses and stuff. You do your SAT to show you could be a spy, but then there's the exams in spy school are not the SAT again, are they? They're just other things, right?
Yeah, just her term papers for college.
And
She's still doing really well in all her classes and stuff. She just doesn't want to be a spy.
she confesses to Lucy Diamond that she didn't really plan for this. It was just offered to her and she took it. But what does she want to do? She want to be like
She wants to go to art college
art college?
in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Specifically, because that would be cool. What does and then yeah, Lucy is like, oh, I want to be a pirate. Which I guess that can't really do that. Barcelona-based pirate, I guess.
I
Yeah, but
think you could
so
be a pirate anywhere.
anywhere they see. Otherwise you're a
Yeah.
land pirate. Or internet pirate. Whatever. But she dreams of just doing art instead of being an elite spy, which seems achievable. But she's caught up in it. And so she's just sort of giving the speech despite having feelings of wanting to do something else and also hook up with the one woman they want to, I don't know, arrest, murder, or whatever, capture. Go on, anyway, she's giving the speech.
She's given the speech, which has been given to her by one of the other Debs in conjunction with the dean of the university, essentially, saying it's like, oh yes, my experience with Lucy Diamond was terrible, but I managed to bring it around and graduate with flying colours, etc. and so on, blah blah blah. And then Lucy Diamond breaks into the building to come and tell Amy that she loves her. And when Amy notices her up in one of the lighting entries or something like that, a technical area, she like drops the speech and does the classic, actually, this isn't how I feel. Actually, I feel like this, blah, 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 blah. And then they run off into a clustermuck of a thing. This is a university for spies. One of them goes into a corridor, sees Lucy Diamond there, runs back into the auditorium and goes, "Run for your lives!" Because
Right.
Lucy Diamond's there.
There's a woman with nice hair. Watch out. There's never a sense that Lucy Diamond is an actual threat. She's coasting on her rep entirely. Like they're making it seem like she's this unknowable Carmen Sandiego who can get away and will kill you seven ways from Sunday, but she's just a normal woman. And then everyone's terrified of her. It's baffling. Also, what's this location? Like the Indiana Jones corridor full of boxes with a room with storage painted on it badly and a padlock on the outside that keeps all these people who are presumably already graduated spies locked out for long enough for a lot of bullshit to happen.
And
They
yet,
also have.
all six of the main characters managed to get in there somehow.
Yes, and there seems to be multiple other exits that you could leave via. I just, it's nothing, it's such a nothing of a. You got, come on, guys. You got to write a fun finale location. You can't just be a room with boxes in. Like, we're literally on this is a student film territory now. Come on. You feel like you've got enough. There's enough budget to do more than just chat next to some boxes. But they do, they get away into a warehouse at the graduation. University thing, whatever. Go on,
This is where
Abby.
they met the first time. They bump into each other
Is
again and
it?
they're all, we need to stop meeting like this.
Do they meet there? Oh, is it because they. What, did this is it the first place they met? They were in like a restaurant before, right? I thought. They just need. They're walking down two, like simultaneously down the corridor of a warehouse and they bump into each other.
They look remarkably similar. I don't think they're meant to be the same place, but when you've got just giant boxes lying around.
back area of place. Oh, it's just like when we first met and said briefly, I respect you. And I got an A on my paper I'd done about you. Between awesome lesbian makeout sessions, I was like, God, you're really fighting against the hierarchy and so you're really fighting against the patriarchy and doing so much for feminism while being a criminal. Hooray for you. Aren't gender norms a pile of old shit, eh? Got an A. Good for you. But yeah, so they bump into each other again. Everyone's got guns. What happens? Mexican standoff, I think, isn't it?
If you can call it that. All the other girls are just like, yeah, we're fine with you leaving now.
We all nominally hold up guns, but we don't. We'll kind of a Mexican shrug off. I just we'll put our guns down and then put them up. But Scud's here now, and he's got a gun on one of us, and we've all had guns on each other before. We're not that bothered.
Yeah, guns.
Whatever. I guess we could all get over the fact that you're a slut, a gay slut. They all come to terms with it after a bit of like a WhatsApp chat worth of banter. That's fine. Yeah, I guess.
This is one of the most low-tech, high-tech things I've seen.
It's a world with teleporting and they all just wander around. It's bizarre.
Yeah. They even have like landlines. I don't understand.
Missy Diamond wastes her car. Like she there's not even a car chase in this. We have a car drive, but she doesn't even get to like do a cool scene where she's like firing bullets out of her car. She fires a rocket on a date by accident or for fun or
Oh, but
whatever.
like a toll booth or something?
Yeah, or something. I don't know. It's not like where's the you need some spy shit here. This is where you have a scene where is it like Mr. and Mrs. Smith or one of those ones where, you're in an action sequence, but it's also vaguely romantic because you're shooting bad guys together or getting away or having a big, like everyone's after you. You should, this should be on the top of a moving train or in the back, like jumping from lorry to lorry or, fucking paragliding off of a dam. Anything where you put the action, put the romance and the having three women who are trained spies hunt you down and then you talk it out while also doing some cool action sequences, right? That's where I would have gone with it. Maybe it's a bit ambitious. Maybe all they had was high school level drama mixed with spoof spy shit. But I feel like you need to have a big set piece on the end here.
Yeah, I
Yes.
agree.
It was definitely missing that. That I think that's really what it was missing because it only had like what? Two set pieces, really?
What would you say? Or like hanging upside down. They do the hanging joke again, like dangling, but they're not friends, so they dangle separately and they scooch back and forth. That's quite funny. And the boyfriend comes back, he comes down on his wire. It's all very like wire-based comedy. That's the best bit of this. Is that what you
Yeah.
consider a sequence, or are you thinking of something else?
No, like a bit like the biggest set pieces. There's the one where they're doing the shootout in the restaurant, and then there's them at the bank in the
Right.
vault,
Yeah.
and that's kind of it for like really big set pieces, you know?
They need to get in like a big Megatron or something. Or like they all need to combine their powers and they need to do the thing, they need to do something for fuck's sake. It'd be a spy
Yeah.
movie. Like Johnny English, right? Some of the Johnny English movies are garbage, but it knows what it's doing. It remembers to put in the stuff that happens in Bond movies and spy movies, and you have witty banter, bit of comedy action, witty banter, relationship bullshit, evil characters who actually have something going on. Maybe if Lucy Diamond had had like a father figure who came back and was actually evil, and there was a bit of drama between whether Lucy could turn good or not.
Yeah, because she mentioned that in the thesis, in Amy's thesis, she says that really she's just trying to get like her father's approval or whatever, and that would have given some dimension to the character that we were really missing.
Yeah, I feel like we're still on, maybe third draft territory for this story. And definitely it was limited. I want to forgive it a little bit because I feel like well done making a like 90-minute movie out of on this budget. But like Come on, we can't rely on look, the sexy girl is smoking and has a gun jokes. That's not enough really to hang your story off of unless you start developing more complicated things and doing full on parodies or some do something with it. I don't know. Even MacGruber, like MacGruber is relatively cheap. It still keeps the gag rate up really high, right? It's constantly keeping the stupid and the parody going. I feel like
Oh, yeah.
this one bit slack on all that stuff. I just find it really odd that for some people it's enough that it's lesbian representation in a spy movie with a happy ending or something. Like that seems to be, oh cool, I find the women sexually attractive and I'm a lesbian and I'm pleased that it is a spy movie rather than a harrowing period drama. That's enough for people. I feel like they're settling too low. You can have it all, lesbian film fans. You can have the sexy lesbian spy parody that's also very good and entertaining for fuck's sake.
Can they though? Like, I don't know if any bit, none of the big studios would have made this. Not one
They
of
could
them.
do one, they could if they wanted to. There's no reason not to. Like,
Not
there's
in
nothing
2004.
to it. The one thing that's good is, oh, I can't believe they just, it's no big deal. The lesbianess is a shock to, I guess, Janet a bit, but it's not like a big deal. It's not a big problem.
It's a shock in the sense that they didn't know she was gay,
Yeah.
but it's not like, oh my God, you're awful. It was just, oh, I didn't know that about you. Okay.
Hi. I don't know. What does happen? They literally the Janet, sorry, the other Debs let Amy and Lucy run one way, and they tell the people who are still after them they went a different way, and then cut to them driving in their 50s or 60s style car past a terrible moonlit romantic looking skyline, and then Scud, who has been occasionally chatting on the computer with Janet, they hook up or something to kind of, because the side characters should as well, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah.
There's not really even a big romantic ending. We should get like them. I don't know. What are we going to do? Cut to Barcelona art school and they're like, I don't know, body painting or something. Like, I don't know. Like, oh, you just paint me like one of your Barcelona girls. And then she's on, like, I don't know. Do some art school shit where you're painting her nicking the Mona Lisa or some, I don't know, what's a Barcelona based piece of I don't know, she should be doing some pirating and she's painting her. I don't know, like I guess fuck it, what can we do with this budget is the thing, is the answer to all of our questions is there's no budget for this, so fuck it, it's done, right?
Pretty much.
Oh dear. Is there anything else, Abby? Is there anything else you want to bring up or mention or think we've glossed over?
The big beats because it is thin. I admit this is a thin movie, but it did enough to entertain me, and it fulfills a remit that hasn't been filled since, even. This is literally the only one of its kind that I'm aware of.
Yeah, like there's plenty of spy parodies, but this is like, I don't know what you're
So
saying,
it's
like it's
still.
uniquely lesbian. They don't feel any need to make it a big deal as representation of lesbians or something. Is that what you mean? In this genre of comedy spy movie or what?
Even like, it's not even been done as a cheap plot device by anyone else. It's not even been milked and exploited.
Well, it
It's
might
just been
have.
ignored completely.
I feel like there might be like the odd gag about lesbians in mainstream spy parodies. I don't know. It's not bad either. It's like, you know, there's a six or seven. I laughed. I laughed at it, and it was meant to make me laugh, and it did. And so, sort of kudos there. But I was underwhelmed. I don't think there's much to it, and I found myself drifting off in the duller moments. What about you, Anthony?
I've got some respect for it. Like it like the I really wasn't expecting a lesbian subplot.
Or main plot.
And the whole thing could have been a lot worse. It could have been just a Disney Channel crap fest.
Yeah,
Like,
it could be much worse.
So like I you know, respect it enough. Like I don't think I can recommend it
No.
to anyone. But like Abby said, like I was entertained enough.
Yeah. So
And it
sorry.
is unique, like, you know.
Sure. It's a bit different. Yeah, so sorry to be a bit of a Debsy downer, Abby, but it wasn't a hit with us. But I don't think it was a huge hit with you, right?
No, I just I have a place for it. It's not like high in my ranking, but it's allowed to stay.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will leave it there and we'll run off to Barcelona and catch you next time for another filmy film chat, right?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Ow.